Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Pete. Total Wrestling. With your host, Simone, and me, Matt Bowman. Special edition of the show tonight. It's 7 o'clock p.m. on October 3rd, 2016, and we've got a lot of news to go over tonight in about 30 to 45 minutes of the show. We'll first off give you an update on the situation with TNA and Impact and all their shows. If you haven't noticed, if you've been in a cave somewhere, TNA is pretty strapped for cash right now. They weren't even sure if they were going to be able to do Bound for Glory last night, their big October pay-per-view. And it's like the biggest pay-per-view of the year for them, because they thought they might not have enough cash to do the show. And so... they were pretty much in a situation that either they get some funding last minute or they go bankrupt. Big time financial struggle for them. Well, a funding source stepped up with money to fund Bound for Glory, the pay-per-view, last night. And they have apparently come up with more money, a little bit more of a cash influx for the time being. So, TNA will be able to film Impact episodes this week, about six days this week. They're filming Impact down in Orlando. And for now, the company should have enough cash and should be able to film enough shows to operate through December. But after that, anybody's guess. And tonight, the call-in line is open as usual. 646-668-8944. It's 646-668-8944 if you want to call in. And so, we're talking about the future for TNA. Apparently, they need to sell the company. And two groups are currently involved in talks to buy TNA. First off, Billy Corgan, who's an official in TNA. He's like the director of wrestling operations or something, I think they call him. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins fame. Apparently has a little money and could buy the company. And the other group is Vince McMahon in WWE. And it's going to be interesting to see what WWE wants to do. The latest reports that I'm getting is they say that WWE would, if they make the purchase, would buy TNA simply for their video library, and then the promotion would be shut down. But I'm thinking maybe there's an outside shot at this. Possibly another invasion in the works. Remember the WCW-ECW invasion in 2001. And mixed reviews on that angle there. But it was interesting to see those WCW and ECW guys in WWE. And I think maybe, possibly, another invasion might be in the works. At least that's my opinion. But in their... the future is... kind of cloudy for TNA right now. As the Magic 8 Ball would say, ask again later. And so those are the two groups that are bidding to buy TNA right now. And I think probably WWE will prevail. Unless something really goes right for Billy Corgan and his group. And, you know, it's kind of sad that it's come down to this for TNA, because they were really good for a while. They started to go downhill in the last few years a little bit. And I always said we may be in the last days of TNA. I don't know if they can last much longer on previous shows. But they had a good run for themselves. Their first show was in, I think, June of 2002 as NWA TNA, National Wrestling Alliance, Total Nonstop Action. And they did their shows under the NWA banner. And the wrestlers competed for the NWA titles, the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, and the tag team titles, pretty much. Also, the X Division title. But and then they split off from NWA and had a few good years just on their own. But in the last couple of years, 3 or 4 years, they've gone downhill and lost a lot of guys like Samoa Joe, Austin Aries, AJ Styles, which I think was their big guy. And so it's pretty much, I'd say, the last gasp of TNA here. But they lasted for a long time. 14 years, which is more than twice as long as WCW lasted in the Nitro era. In the Monday Nitro era, that Attitude era, they lasted from 95 to 2001. And, yeah, we've got a little bit more of TNA news for you. Apart from the financial issues, we have Cody Rhodes making his TNA debut last night at Bound for Glory from Orlando. He's simply being billed as Cody in TNA because he can't use the Rhodes name there. WWE is enforcing a trademark on that name, Cody Rhodes. Technically, Cody Rhodes is a WWE creation, but I don't see why they wouldn't allow Cody to use the Rhodes name. It's the legendary Rhodes name. Dusty, the American Dream, Dustin, Gold Dust, and Cody. I don't know why they take that course of action, except that they want to protect their finances, pretty much. And so Cody Rhodes making his debut at Bound for Glory, TNA debut, Bound for Glory last night. And here are your results from Bound for Glory. After which, we will get to some WWE news. And before we go into Bound for Glory results, we had a couple of inductees into the TNA Hall of Fame last night. I'm not sure if it was two, but primarily the women's wrestler, Gail Kim. She's pretty much, I'd say, she's pretty much the best women's wrestler of all time. I might get an argument with that with, like, Mickie James or something. But, I think she's the best. She was in WWE for a while. And for the past 8 years or so, 8 to 10 years, she's been in TNA. And she says she will not go back to WWE ever. I guess the whole thing is never say never, but she's saying never. But anyway, she was inducted into the TNA Hall of Fame last night by Christy Hemme, Awesome Kong, and Dixie Carter. And here are your results from Bound for Glory. In the first match, the dark match, Sienna in a women's match. The second match was the X Division Championship, and DJ Z, a guy formerly known as Zema Ion, defeated Trevor Lee to retain his X Division Championship. Big match coming up third in the card, as it was Bound for Gold Gauntlet match. 10 men fighting it out for a shot at the championship of the winner's choice anytime, anywhere. And the winner was Eli Drake, as he likes to say. This guy right here.
Let me talk to you.
And so Eli Drake eliminated Tyrus, the former Brodus Clay in WWE, and I think Mike Bennett or somebody, I'm not quite sure, to win the match, the Bound for Gold Gauntlet match. And he now earns a shot at the championship of his choice anytime, anywhere, kind of like a Money in the Bank cash-in thing. So which championship will he pick? Maybe the brand new Impact Grand Championship? Maybe the World Championship? TNA World title? I would think he'd pick that one, but we'll see. And next on the card, a singles match, Moose defeated Mike Bennett, Mike the Miracle Bennett. TNA's going to need a miracle to survive, I think, but that's besides the point. In your match for the inaugural Impact Grand Championship, it was Aaron Rex, the former Damian Sandow in WWE, defeating Eddie Edwards by split decision. Apparently, they go into decisions and stuff and winners of falls and everything for the Impact Grand Championship. And Aaron Rex winning the inaugural Impact Grand Championship, easy for me to say, defeating Eddie Edwards by split decision. And your final matches of the night, the Hardys, the Broken Hardys, they're calling them, Matt Hardy and Brother Nero, Jeff Hardy, along with Rebecca Hardy, the wife of Matt, defeated the tag team of Decay, Abyss, and Crazy Steve with Rosemary to win the TNA World Tag Team Championship. The tag team championships are theirs. And I don't know what this thing is with Decay and the Broken Hardys, but really. Get back to just like the Hardys. And this Decay thing, I can't make heads or tails out of. But also, the Knockouts Championship was on the line. Gail Kim defeating Maria. And in your main event of the evening, no holds barred match for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship, held by Lashley. Lashley defeated Ethan Carter III in that match, the no-holds-barred match, to retain his TNA World Heavyweight Championship. So that was Bound for Glory last night from Orlando. And the call-in number here, 646-668-8944. It's 646-668-8944. Not sure how long we're going to go tonight. Might end about 10 minutes early. I don't always make the whole 45 minutes because it's like 30 minutes is too short and 45 is too long. And that's, they don't have an in-between time here on Blog Talk Radio. But reporting on things going on in WWE right now, maybe I can play a sound or something for that.
Let me talk to ya!
But anyway, things going on in WWE.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
Here's the updated card so far for No Mercy. I would think a couple of other matches are going to be added tonight on Raw on the USA Network, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. But anyway, the updated card for No Mercy, which will be October 9th, that's actually a SmackDown event, so we'll see probably some matches added on Tuesday night on SmackDown, also on the USA Network. But No Mercy will be October 9th, this Sunday, October 9th, from the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California. Have a women's match set to take place for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, currently held by Becky Lynch. And Becky Lynch will take on Alexa Bliss for the title, trying to retain her championship. Heath Slater, the tag team of Heath Slater and Rhino, kind of a weird tag team. Two guys, which I would say, I wouldn't have figured they'd be together, because they're polar opposites, pretty much. But they're together in a tag team.
Have you been eating loco weed?
And they are the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions right now. And they will take on the team of the Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso, for that title. The WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. We'll see if Slater and Rhino can retain. I'm thinking maybe the Usos win, but that's a toss-up. And in the first match, the women's match, I say Becky Lynch retains the SmackDown Women's Championship. And then you have a singles match, an interesting singles match. Little rivalry starting up here. Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt in a singles match. And the other match on the card right now, it's The Miz with Maurice versus Dolph Ziggler. And this is an interesting match because Dolph Ziggler's career is on the line in WWE. It is for The Miz's Intercontinental Championship. And if Dolph Ziggler should lose that match to The Miz, he must retire from WWE. He will be done. And I think, from rumors and reports I hear, that's actually going to happen. I think The Miz will retain the Intercontinental Championship. And no current news right now on the world title match. Let's see if I can get some information on that. Hold on one second. As I type in WWE World Championship here on Yahoo and Wikipedia and all that. Well, the current champion is AJ Styles, is the champion at the moment. And let's see, is there a title belt? I bet there is, but who's going to be in it? That's what I'm trying to see here. And if you'll hang on with me for a minute, maybe I can figure that out. But anyway, we're talking WWE. And pretty soon, we will talk about, let's see what's up next. Next topic of discussion, the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classics, the second annual, is set to start on the WWE Network on the NXT program on Wednesday night. And here is your match, your WWE World Championship match at No Mercy. It will be the champion, AJ Styles, versus Dean Ambrose versus John Cena in a triple threat match for that WWE World Championship currently held by AJ Styles. Can he put away Ambrose and Cena and retain his title? We'll see. And it's going to be a triple threat match, so no disqualification. No DQ in that match. Should be an interesting one. And so, that is the card for No Mercy, October 9th, from the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California. Should be an interesting night of wrestling. And like I was saying, NXT's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, the second annual, is set to begin this Wednesday night on the WWE Network on the NXT program. And we've got a list of 16 tag teams competing in the Tag Team Classic. And here they are. Some of these names you might not know, but they were in the Cruiserweight Classic. Ho-Ho Loon and Bin Wong from the Cruiserweights. Also, No Way Jose from NXT and his partner, Rich, the former world champion, Austin Aries, will be going at it along with his partner, a mystery partner. Not sure who it's going to be. There are rumors that somebody from Ring of Honor is coming in, but we'll see who that mystery partner is. But Aries and a mystery partner will be a tag team for the Tag Team Classic, the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Also, Lince Dorado and Mustafa Ali. The tag team known as the Authors of Pain. I don't even know how to pronounce this name. Something Salmani and Sonny Dinsar. They sound like they're from India or something. With the legendary Paul Ellering as their manager. Paul Ellering, the legendary manager of the Legion of Doom. Hawk and Animal. And Hawk died a few years ago. Rest in peace. He was the legendary manager of the Legion of Doom. And then you have the team of Tucker Knight and Niko Bogojevic, wherever he's from. TM61 is this tag team's name. Nick Miller and Shane Thorne. And I'm not sure who these people are, but the Bollywood Boys are also going to compete in that tag team classic. Also, Hideo Itami and Kota Ibushi. Some of these names, man, hard to pronounce. Glorious Bobby Roode will be competing with his tag team partner, Ty Dillinger. Glorious Bobby Roode. Good sound. So, Glorious Bobby Roode and Ty Dillinger. Also, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. The team of Andre Cien Almas and Cedric Alexander. And finally, the tag team champions of NXT, The Revival. Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson. 16 teams there. will be competing in NXT's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, the second annual, beginning this Wednesday night on the WWE Network. We've got 5 or 10 minutes left that we're going to do here. Talking a little bit about TNA, their situation with the finances. Just got a new influx of money from somebody, we don't know who, but the funding source apparently enabled Bound for Glory to be financed, and they've stepped up with more money to keep the company operating through December. After that, anybody's guess. The phone number here is 646-668-8944 to talk about this. 646-668-8944. I'm also on Facebook at Matt Boland. Matt Boland on Facebook. And so we talked about that. We mentioned Cody Rhodes' debut for TNA at Bound for Glory last night. He's being called Cody because he can't use the Rhodes name in TNA. According to WWE, they have a trademark on that. And we talked about the card coming up for No Mercy and the Bound for Glory results. And coming up right now, it's this day in pro wrestling history, if I could hit the sound for it. This is what happened. This day in pro wrestling history. For October 3rd. Now. And so, this date in pro wrestling history, it was October 3rd, 2004, and WWE presented No Mercy 2004 from the Continental Airlines Arena, later named the Izod Center, but the Continental Airlines Arena in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The attendance was 10,000. Not the greatest for WWE on a pay-per-view for attendance figures, but 10,000 people attended the show. And in your main event, you have JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield, defeating The Undertaker in a last ride match. And by doing so, JBL retained the WWE Championship. An interesting match. Pretty much you'd say that's The Undertaker's match, but JBL beat him in it. On October 3rd, 2004, in East Rutherford, New Jersey. A couple of birthdays to announce. First off, in 1977, October 3rd, 1977, Danny Basham of the Basham Brothers, tag team in WWE a few years ago, he was born on this date in 1977. Happy birthday. Another happy birthday shout out going out to John Morrison, also known as Johnny Mundo in Lucha Libre. He was born on this date, October 3rd, 1979. Happy birthday to the Shaman of Sexy, as he called himself in WWE. Let's go to the Palace of Wisdom. That was another thing he had. And an old school birthday to announce. On this date, October 3rd, 1939. Making him pretty old. But October 3rd, 1939, the birth date of Bullet Bob Armstrong. An NWA legend. And I think he's a NWA Hall of Famer. Not sure where he sits in WWE. He might be a Hall of Famer and might not be. But Bullet Bob Armstrong, born on this date, October 3rd, 1939. So happy birthday to the Bullet. And that is this day in pro wrestling history, October 3rd. Next up, top 10. That's this day in pro wrestling history for October 3rd. We've got a few minutes left. We're going to go over the top 10 list for this week. And, of course, we were talking about the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic starting Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night on NXT on the WWE Network. Also talked Bound for Glory and the updated card for WWE No Mercy. Should be interesting. We just heard about this day in pro wrestling history. We've just a few minutes left in the show now. Call in number 646-668-8944 if you want to get a few comments in. 646-668-8944. I'm also in Facebook chat. My name is Matt Boland on Facebook. Matt Boland. So we've had a pretty good show so far. And we will continue our show. The last feature of the night here. Top 10 list for this week is the top 10 world title victories by the 15-time world champion, John Cena. He is knocking on the door, they say, of the 16 of Ric Flair. Ric Flair's 16 world championships. Cena has 15. And this Sunday night, he goes for number 16, would tie Ric Flair if he won it. Anyway, the top 10 world title victories by John Cena as ranked by WWE.com. And you can see video of all these victories at WWE.com. And so here's the rankings. Number 10, Unforgiven, 2006. Cena beating Edge for the WWE Championship in a ladder match. You go up the ladder and get the title belt. One of those. And I think he did an AA on Edge from the ladder, went up and got the title. Unforgiven 2006. At Hell in a Cell 2013, this is number 9, John Cena beat Alberto Del Rio for, I believe, the World Heavyweight Championship. But it might have been the WWE Championship. I don't know. At Hell in a Cell 2013. Cena putting Alberto Del Rio away. Number 8. It was WrestleMania 26. A few years ago, of course. John Cena bested Batista for the WWE Championship. Now, did Batista tap out in that match? I think he did. Yeah, Batista, I believe, tapped out. And Cena won the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 26 over Batista. Number seven, was WrestleMania 25. Where John Cena delivered an attitude adjustment to both the Big Show and Edge. And in, I believe it wasn't a ladder match, but it could have been just by pinfall, he wins the WWE Championship. Again, defeating the Big Show and the Edge, the Big Show and Edge, WrestleMania 25. And then you have, 3 years ago, John Cena defeating The Rock in a match for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 29. Cena was able to put away The Rock and win that title. Another WWE Championship win for John Cena came at Elimination Chamber 2010. Where he defeated Triple H. Triple H forced to tap out, and Cena wins the WWE Championship again. Now, the World Heavyweight Championship was on the line at Survivor Series 2008, and World Heavyweight Championship match John Cena defeating Chris Jericho. Cena getting the pinfall on Jericho, winning the World Heavyweight Championship at Survivor Series 2008. And number three on the top ten list here of world title victories by John Cena was the I Quit match versus Randy Orton at Breaking Point 2009.
Not sure.
Excuse me. Not sure which title was on the line then, but it was an I Quit match, and Randy Orton was forced to say I Quit, and Cena winning the championship at Breaking Point 2009 and the top two. Number two was WrestleMania 21, where John Cena beat JBL on John Bradshaw Layfield for the WWE Championship. And finally, the number one World Championship victory for John Cena in his 15 World Championship victories was... Wish I had a drum roll here or something. when John Cena beat Randy Orton for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at Money in the Bank 2014. He was able to best Randy Orton, go up, get the two titles, and your WWE World Heavyweight Championship, your WWE World Heavyweight Champion, I should say, was John Cena. Again, winning it at Money in the Bank 2014. So, wrong sound, but that's your top 10 list of world title victories by John Cena as ranked by WWE.com. Love him or hate him, you've got to agree that he has won a lot of world championships, 15 now. And he's going for his 16th at No Mercy on Sunday night from the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California. All right, we're just about done here. Last minute or so of the show, easy for me to say. But we're glad you tuned in tonight. For the live version of this show, which started at 7 p.m. Be sure to tune into the archives if you missed any part of this show or something like that. And as we said, we talked about the TNA financial situation, Bound for Glory. Some NXT news from the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic coming up. And also... talked about the updated card for No Mercy, the top 10 list, and this day in pro wrestling history. And so we're going to get out of here, people. Thanks a lot for listening. I definitely checked out the archives. You're so inclined.